Good evening and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and joining me tonight are my co-hosts, David, Carolyn, and almost Anthony.
Yeah. How are you, everybody?
Anthony's stuck in traffic, so unfortunately, but he'll be here soon. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
I'm warm.
Getting a little warmer here in Florida. It's been pretty cold.
Well, Carolyn, do you want to debate cold?
I just tell everybody my blood's thinned out, so it feels like below zero.
Well, tonight we have a special show, as you all know if you're listening in, and it's called For the Love of Christoph St. John. He's been a fan favorite by many throughout his years on YNR, and I can't even say how much he's going to be missed. I mean, it's just, you know, I think of him daily, especially when I watch The Young and the Restless. You know, expecting to see his face or his name mentioned, it's still hard to believe that this even happened. But Christoph was nominated 11 times for a Daytime Emmy. He won 2 Daytime Emmys and 10 NAACP Image Awards. In 2014, he won the Golden Palm Award for the Best Picture for his documentary called A Man Called God. Did either one of you see that?
I watched.
I saw parts of it. Yeah,
it was very
well done.
Okay. Well, I still haven't gotten to that as usual. I have a ton of stuff that I need to watch, but it's on my list. So, you know, I'll get to it. I have no doubt. Last Wednesday on The Young and the Restless, we watched his final scenes, and I know there wasn't a dry eye. The small tribute to him on that Friday broke all of our hearts, and I know that when The Young and the Restless addresses Neil's passing in April, it's going to almost be impossible to watch. But I highly recommend that you do, whether you watch it, you know, on that day or days, because I don't know how many days they're going to do this, or if you DVR it to watch it later because you can't handle to watch it at that present time. I highly recommend watching it only because I do believe that it gives us closure as fans, just as it did when Gene Cooper passed. Wouldn't you guys agree?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. We're all going to be crying, but I think it's something that you should definitely watch. You know, from all that I know previous to Christoph's passing, and more so now through all of his colleagues and friends as they shared their thoughts, memories, and videos, he gave all to life, to his family, to his friends, and even strangers without asking for anything in return. One of the memories that stand out to me, and believe me, there have been many that have been shared that I have touched my heart in so many ways, some that have made me laugh, some that made me cry. But one of the ones that stood out to me was on Instagram was from Vanessa Antoine. She was a total stranger in a coffee shop. This is a story she shared. And she saw Christoph St. John. She then blurted out that her mom loved him on The Young and the Restless, which what she really wanted to say was that she loved him, but instead, for some reason, she said her mom, you know, I guess because she was standing there in person. So, you know, it was hard for her to say, you know, like being gaga over him. But he turned to her and he told her, tell mom, thanks for watching. And she then told him she was going for an audition that day for General Hospital. He asked her if she had the scenes with her that she would be using for her audition, and she said yes. So he told her to go grab them and proceeded to break down the scenes and give suggestions. And Vanessa believes to this day that his help helped her win the role of Jordan. Now, this was a total stranger. Look at the impact he made on her life.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, my gosh. This man had a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Everything he did, whether it was his acting, his writing, or for family, friends, and total strangers, is only part of who he was. I believe that the smile on his face covered the real deep pain he felt with the loss of his son, Julian. And I believe he died of a broken heart.
Yes, I agree.
You know, you hear about that happening with people, and
yeah.
I'm one of those people that truly believes that that can happen, you know? Yeah. So all we can do is pray that he's at peace now with his son and that his family and friends can heal with the good memories as well as pass those memories on to future generations. He'll definitely never be forgotten, and we are truly blessed for having had him on our television screens for so many years. And I just want you to know, for everyone listening, we feel your pain, and we will all get through this together. So at this point, I would like to play a clip from the 40th anniversary of The Young and the Restless, with Christoph talking about his progression as Neil Winters and more.
I got a call the first week of January from Bill Bell Sr. And he asked me if I would come in and meet with him and talk to him about being employed on Young and the Restless. He said, I've got 4 episodes for you. I tried to play it cool. I'm like, yeah, well, I think I can work that out. 4 episodes? Yeah, when does that start?
I've been hearing some very solid reports on you. You like it here?
Yeah, I love it here.
At the end of the 2nd episode, on set, I get a call from upstairs, Mr. Bill Bell Sr. And he says, how'd you like to join the show for the next 3 years? I'll never forget when Shamar came on set and he said, whatever you can teach me, I'm willing to learn.
Why would I want to go to Chicago?
Number 23, straight out of North Carolina, drives the lane, fakes left, he fakes right.
And then flash forward 10 years later, and he's telling me on set, nah, man, don't do it like that.
Maybe someday you might have me in your arms, and you'd say, true, I believe in you.
Once the fireworks started flying between Neil and Drusilla, the characters of, and it happened pretty quick. How do you sum up, in a very short period of time, a family member sleeping with your wife and having a bio child with them?
Why would Lily be so destroyed over a one-night stand that meant nothing and happened so many years ago?
I don't know. Maybe Malcolm told her.
Maybe Malcolm told her when?
You know, it's crushing not to be able to call your daughter that you've called your daughter for so many years your blood.
Daddy.
Listen to me, okay?
It's his daughter. And the same with Devon.
I can't hear.
And is it clearer than before?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In families, there's an unspoken word, love. I loved being able to tap into the dark side of this character.
You don't drink. You don't know what it feels
you think
like.
You have this under control. You don't.
I do.
The imperfections that we saw during that storyline, I think it made him really human.
I appreciate the opportunities that you've given me. This has been a great working relationship. I've stepped in wherever and whenever you've needed me.
I rely on you.
There was definitely an admiration for Victor. Neil, being relatively new in business, wanted to find out what the magic was all about.
May I join you?
Working with Angel Conwell is a blessing.
I'd like that very much.
And I get to hop into bed with a beautiful young lady who's a few years younger. The milestone of getting to 40 is unheard of in the television industry. I'm just as impressed as everyone else that's watching. This could be my real life.
I just like messing with you, that's all.
Enjoy the show.
Started to do the show tonight before I started speaking about Christoph. I honestly didn't know if I was going to be able to get through it without crying. And I managed to do that, but after listening to that clip, you know, it really hits home.
Yeah, that's a far-reaching voice.
He was so talented. I mean, the range of emotions and his acting ability, you can see all of it or hear all of it just in that clip alone. And we will remember him always. David, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Okay, I'm going to take you all back to November of 2012. This was my first meeting with him. You and Don were hosting the show at the time. And you and Don were so fortunate to get him on. I mean, it was so easy at that time to get him on. And he spoke so eloquently of how the show should be run and all that. And I was just a caller at the time. So when I called in and I told him how much I was enjoying the show now and enjoying Neil, and he said he would politely thank me. And then I think before I asked him my question, he asked me what I thought of the show, what I liked and what I did not like. And I found that rather unique in him, and he took my word very, he took all my words to heart, and he listened, he thanked me, and he felt blessed, and I felt blessed.
He truly wanted to know, you know, he truly wanted to know how us fans thought about the show's direction and everything, and I believe that he took it to heart. And that was just wonderful that you were able to speak with him. And I know that there's a lot of fans out there that wish they had had the chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to have him on the show. I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from Shamar Moore talking about Christoph.
Mr. Christoph St. John, I lost my brother yesterday. I've never had a brother, but you were my brother. You showed me the way. You were my mentor. You were my inspiration. You showed me what true talent was. You showed me what humility was. I love you. I hate this. I love you. But I'm going to celebrate all your good. To my young and restless family, Christoph St. John, a.k.a. Neil Winter, celebrate this man, the most popular, iconic black man in soap opera daytime history, given that he earned it. To his personal family, Mia, Alana, his current fiance, I've never met her, his son Julian, rest in peace, young dude, Paris, Lola, his two daughters, cry your tears. I'm crying right along with you, but then celebrate his heart, celebrate his goofy ways, celebrate his talent. He loved you. He loved us. Christoph, sleep, man. Find your peace.
Well, and that's why we're doing this show today. One of the reasons is for our love of Christoph St. John, and we wanted to celebrate him and all he's achieved and who he was. And even though that we couldn't get any of the actors to come on the show or his friends because, you know, this is hard for them now. You know, we wouldn't want to invade on their privacy at that moment. Just know that our hearts are with you as well. Now I'm going to play a clip from Cheryl Underwood when she spoke about Christoph on the talk.
I believe Christoph St. John died of a broken heart. I don't believe that he ever got over the death of his son 5 years ago. And he was carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders and the struggles that a lot of people do.
Yeah, it was a short clip, but she said it all right there. Yeah. Carolyn, what would you like to say? Carolyn? David?
Yes, I'm here.
Carolyn?
Carolyn, are you there? She's still on.
Well, it happens. So what I'll go ahead is we'll wait for Carolyn and Anthony, and in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play the clip from when Eric Braeden was speaking about Christoph.
Everyone was and is deeply shocked, you know. Very, very saddened by it. Christoph was a hell of a guy. He's a man's man. A damn good actor. Loved everyone. Everyone loved him.
Yeah.
One of the most charming and gregarious co-workers we have ever had. You go through periods of everything being okay, and then something reminds you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. How are you going to remember him the best?
He was a good man. That's all.
He was a good man. I don't think the man had an enemy in the world.
I know.
Carolyn, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Is Anthony here yet?
No.
He is not.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to go ahead and say what you wanted to say?
Sure. As I did not know Christoph St. John personally, and only knew him as Neil Winters on The Young and the Restless and enjoyed him very much, way even my teenage daughters used to run home from school to watch the show and the groundbreaking scenes with him and Drew. I feel it only right to convey a poignant message to its fans from his best friend, writer and director Mark Klebanoff. I did some research and I came across an interview with him. He spent the evening before with Christoph. He said they hung out, they had a great night, great time talking and having fun. Mark said he wants to set the record straight that Christoph died of a broken heart, period. He had no intentions of hurting himself. Mark said in a statement, Rest in peace, brother. I love you. And the world is a darker place without you in it. What a beautiful message, Mark. Thank you for sharing, and I'm truly sorry for your loss.
Thank you for sharing that, Carolyn. That's probably one of the messages that I didn't get to read because there are so many out there. I've spent days upon days, reading the messages on Instagram, reading on Twitter, on Facebook, the YouTube videos, the dedications, the tributes to Christoff, and you're just not going to read every single one of them. It's going to take time, but there we go. He touched everybody's life in some way, somehow. Now, we did get to speak to Kate Linder about Christoff, and it's a pre-recorded segment that I'm going to go ahead and play now. And it's about 21 minutes long, so it'll give us some time to, catch our breaths. So enjoy. So I want to thank you. Well, we all want to thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
I know it's a hard time for everybody.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine. I mean, you guys worked with him, and we only saw him on our TVs. And Christoph St. John made a huge impact even through the television set. I mean, it's just unreal.
I know. It's very, very sad, and he was a good friend, and so I've known him for a long time, so it's hard.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're all sorry, and we send our condolences and thoughts and prayers to everybody.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite story or memory? Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I just don't know if he realizes. How important he was and what an impact he had. I don't think he actually was aware of all that. But I've known him for a very long time, and my husband Ron just adored him, and he really, really liked Ron. And so when Ron passed away, I mean, Christoph was right there, and he came to the funeral, everything. And he had lost, Julian, not that long before, so it's just and then when the show they celebrated my 35th anniversary. Actually, that was a couple months before Ron passed away, and Christoph was there for that, and that meant so much to me. And that, actually, some of the pictures I've been posting were from that day and with him. So I just and I've watched his kids grow up. I've known him since they were little, and he just was, not only was he an incredibly talented man, but he had such a big heart. He was such a kind, giving, good person. So.
Yeah,
I definitely will miss him.
It was so hard to watch, Wednesdays and
mm-hmm.
Fridays thing, and I know they have something coming up in April, and I just, my hearts go out to all of you. Candace or David, would you like to say anything?
I would. Kate, do you have anything, do you have a special storyline that you thought he was the most favorable in?
Oh, gosh. He just, all the storylines that he, of course, the one he won his Emmy, the last Emmy for, he was so great in that, and I knew he was going to win. He just was really good in everything he did, so.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to actually watch Wednesday's show, because I felt something watching that show then. It was almost like, was also like with Jeannie, because I worked with Jeannie on that last day, and I didn't see that, when, you know, because I didn't see anything, because you're in the moment when you're working, and you're just, or you should be, and you, so I didn't really see that she was not well. I didn't see it till I went back again and watched the show, and watched it again sometime later, and then I could see all that. I go, wow, it's weird that I didn't see that. And then to see Christoph on that show, it just really hit me hard too, and just because knowing that that's, you know, that was his last air show. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kate, my again, my thoughts and prayers go out to all of you guys. Because the thing is, I'm, you know, me personally, I always say the show community is the second family to us fans.
Yeah.
And last week when, you know, I found out, I literally paused, because it was like a family member, you know, was gone. Way too
late. Yeah.
And obviously, you know, there's been a lot of great stories about Christoph and how he helped everybody, how he, you know, was just that professional all the time. So my question is, what stories can you, like, what, like, one story that stands out in your mind about him as Christoph St. John, not as Neil, but as Christoph?
Right. Well, I knew Christoph even before he started the show, because when he was on Generations, I knew him for a long, long time, because I would do different, you know, appearances, and he, you know, with him, and even when he wasn't on Young and the Restless yet, and I always liked him. He was just always such a great guy, and I remember saying to him, "You need to come to our show. You need to be on Young and the Restless." And he goes, "Yeah, well, I don't know." I go, "Yeah, you need to have your agent. Somebody needs to call over there. You need to be on the show." And not long after, he ended up being on the show, and I said to him, I said, "See, you know, I'm right. You belong here." And that really stands out in my mind, because he's just was such a big presence, and you know, everybody loved him. I can't think of anyone that would have anything bad to say about him or didn't like him. I don't know of anyone really. So he just made you feel good when you saw him. Whenever I would see him, he'd give me a big hug and just made me feel good, you know. It's just,
yeah.
And because he knew that times were rough for me. I mean, here it is, Valentine's Day coming up, and that was my anniversary, you know. I would have been married 43 years. And I know if Christoph was here, he would give me a big hug and say, "That's okay, Kate," you know. So it's just a hard time, and I think this is just, you know, hit everyone extremely hard. And like I said, I think he would be shocked if he knew how everybody's reacting. I think he would be totally blown away. I don't think he got it, you know, how important he was to everyone.
Yeah, I think sometimes the most loved people don't realize how loved they are, and that's sad.
Yeah.
I think I just thought about something just now when you guys were talking about, you know, if he didn't know. And it was on Twitter. A bunch of the fans had started, like, a hashtag, respect the soap vet, you know, of all the people that's been on for 30-something years, you know, 10 years and whatnot. And I remember we had sent Christoph, you know, on Twitter, we said, you know, with his holding his Emmy, and we were talking about the influence that he has had on the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, normally we know that, you know, you guys are busy, you know, taping and doing other projects. But I remember the exact time, don't ask why, I was up at 1:41 a.m. And he tweeted back and he said he didn't even know, you know, what kind of influence that, you know, the soap actors make on fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of, you know, I had went back and I looked at it over this weekend. I'm just reading, you know, tweets and everything, and it's just it's amazing. Like, I think he did, but I don't think he knew how much of an impact he made on everybody.
Right. I think you're
and,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, because you could see. I mean, even when I went and met him one time at a fan event, he was in awe of how many fans were there for him.
Uh-huh.
But I also loved it when he was talking about the cast. And he didn't say the word cast. He was like, my family.
Uh-huh.
My family. This is my family. I've been with my family for so long. And that's, I mean, that's why, you know, this was another thing. This was another reason it hit all of us, is because it was like, again, a family member dying. But he also, he held everybody in his heart. So
right.
Tight.
Definitely.
And all you hear on social media is the love. He gave the love, and everybody gave it right back to him.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And he deserved every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate, too, I want to say the same for you. I mean,
yeah.
You show the fans how much they mean to you as well as them giving it back to you. I mean, you. Anytime I reach out for you to be on the show, you know, you're there, and you don't even know what that means to us.
Oh,
I mean, we can't
yeah.
thank you enough.
Well, I so appreciate that. I hope everyone knows how much I love everyone, and you guys are all so very important to me. And the thing is, there wouldn't be The Young and the Restless if it wasn't for all of you. There wouldn't be a show. I mean, you know, you were the ones that this is why we're here. And I've never forgotten that and never will, because everyone is so important. I mean, there's just always time. I will always try to make time and have time and do whatever to, I don't have the words to even let you all know how important all of you are to me, because I love this show. And, in April, it was my 36th anniversary, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be here all these years when I was just, you know, just supposed to be there for one day, and thank God I'm still hanging in there, you know. It's just, and I wouldn't be if it wasn't for all of you. That would not be the case. And I love what I do. This is all I ever wanted to do, be an actress, and to be able to bring joy and make someone feel good, even if it's just for a few minutes. I mean, how could I not do that? I'm just so honored. I'm really honored that all of you care and want to watch and care about Esther, you know.
Yeah.
That means a great deal to me. You have no idea. But
yeah,
I thank you for telling me that. I really, really do. It means a lot to me. Means a great deal to me.
You're welcome. And I know that all the fans out there feel the same way, and we would love to see more of Esther on the show. It's just, you know, we
have to let them know, because they pay attention. There was a survey out there, I think, and
yep.
I hope people filled it out, and I hope they but they can still go on to you know, CBS.com and show and whatever. And let them know who they want to see, because they do pay attention to it. They really do, and eventually it will happen. You know.
Yeah,
it's
I
like when
it
my
out, and I definitely said that I want to see more of, you know, the ones that started on the show, the ones that made The Young and the Restless, and, you know, be more front burner, because they haven't been in quite some time. And I think things will be changing now. So, yeah, we definitely need more Esther.
Well, I would so appreciate that, because I love what I do. I love working. I love bringing Esther to life. And it also has afforded me the opportunity to give back, and that means so much to me. So, you know, just keep telling them, you know, that, and eventually, because it goes in cycles, and I think it goes around, you know. It just
right.
will come around, you know what I mean? You just have to hang in there
yeah.
sometimes. And I think that's probably the case with
yeah.
this, and, you know, and so, but it does mean, I mean, I don't know if people realize that they do pay attention. It's like when, for a long time, my daughter wasn't on, and people kept asking me, where's your daughter, where's your daughter? And I said, look, you want to see my daughter, you need to say something, you need to let them know. And then finally, you know, they did, and finally, you know, they brought her back. Of course, now Esther thinks she's dead, and of course now she's somewhere else, but
yeah.
you know.
yeah.
but, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I think they really do pay attention. If you tell them long enough and hard enough, things will happen. It will come around. And my whole thing is,
well, thank
you know, when things change and come around, you have to be there when they do. So, you know.
Yeah, that's
you sometimes
a true point,
have
too.
To, huh?
That's a true point, too. We
right.
do have to show up.
Yeah, you have to show up. So you just sometimes have to be patient and show up. And so that's a good thing. And that's what we all have to do and keep going. And we have to keep going in Christoph's memory, too. And in Jeannie's memory.
Yeah.
I keep working in
yeah.
knowing, going down the hall and passing her dressing room, and, you know, and now you can feel Christoph. It's the same kind of thing. We have to go on and make the show the best we can do for both of them, you know.
Yeah.
It's really important because that's what they would want. Both of them would want that.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, thank you for letting us know that they actually do listen to us, because at times we have to wonder. you know?
No, they do.
But,
it's really important. You get people, get viewers, get the, to let them know. They pay attention. I've seen it happen. I've seen, like, bringing my daughter on. I've seen storylines change for, you know, when they, something they want.
Right.
So it's important to let them know. Because actually, we're here for everyone, you know, for all the viewers. It's, you know, of course, we need to also, you know, I mean, good story, there's nothing, you know, for a good story. I mean, you have to have good story. It's, the writers are so,
right.
so important. And what they do every, I mean, what they do all these years, day in and day out, that's a hard job, you know?
Yes.
And to intertwine it and make it all work and everything. So, but, you know, I know they want to know, too, what people like. And it's like my job to bring their words to life. And that's what I try to do to the best of my ability. And I love being there, and I love so much being part of the show. So it's really important to me what you guys think, and, you know, be there for you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful. I do have one thing in mind, and I do believe that Christoph right now is shining down right upon you, Kate.
Aww. Well, that's so nice. That means so much to me, because I really loved him. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
I do love him. He's a really good guy. He's excellent.
Yeah.
A good friend, and he would be there for you, you know, he definitely would. And I would be there for him, so.
I think that's the echo we've been hearing a lot in the last couple of days, is how he was always there for everybody, whether
uh-huh.
it was just somebody at work or at the coffee shop or
yeah.
on social media giving out birthday shout-outs, and,
yeah.
you know, just. He was just there. He was, to me, he was just that all-around cool guy, you know,
yeah.
that you just want to hang out with, that, you know, would give you, you know, positive vibes about your day, or just kind of cheer you up when it's like, eh, like it's raining outside. Oh, well, it's, you know, the roses are getting watered. Like, he's that type of guy, you know.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
like I said, just knowing.
Right. Candace, you're definitely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, just knowing how, you know, because, again, I remember him from Generations as well. And
uh-huh.
when he came on Young and the Restless, I mean, I said this because I'm the youngest one on the show, that the 90s was my first real soap decade. So I saw the upbringing of Neil Winters. And,
uh-huh.
you know, to kind of go through the journey with him and the interactions with the characters, because not a lot of characters can gain the respect of a Abbott, a Chancellor, and a Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Now we said that, you know. So, and just to see his interaction, again, like I said, with the fans, with you guys, and, you know, it was amazing to be a part of that, you know. And like you said, Kate, you know, and I'm going to say this from a fan's point of view, I want to thank all of you guys for being our family.
Wow.
I want to thank you guys for, you know, being there when we kind of need a little, like, heart-to-heart. Even though you guys are talking to other characters, it kind of feels like you're talking to us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, I can think, because it's ironic, because the other day I was watching Esther and Chloe, and there was a scene where you guys were talking about love, and I was just like, okay, she's talking to me. I think, no, she's talking to Chloe. Okay. you know? And one of those moments. So I just wanted to say thank you for just being there for us.
Well, like I said, that means so much to me, and I know it did to Christoph as well. So I so thank you, and I just can't say enough good things about you guys. You just so deserve it, and you hang in there with us, and that's what you need to do. Like, it comes around, and we need to be there when it does. So we all have to keep hanging in there. That's what we have to do.
Definitely. I want to thank you, Kate, for taking the time to speak with us about everything and about Christoph. And I want you to know that you're in our thoughts and prayers as well for the loss of your husband and your upcoming wedding anniversary on Valentine's. I know that's going to be hard, but just know that we're thinking of you.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we'll let you go now.
Okay,
and,
you guys take care. Thank
you
for
too.
Doing this
too.
Tribute to him, too.
Thank
I appreciate you guys doing this because he deserves it. He deserves all of it. So.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. All right,
you
take care.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we'd like to give a huge thank you again to Kate Linder for joining us, and thank you to David and Candace for joining in on the call. Unfortunately, Candace couldn't be here tonight. Her Nana is in the hospital, and we are all praying for her and wishing for a speedy recovery. And Casey was unable to make it tonight either, but no dire straits for him. Next up, I'd like to just take a call from my good friend Dawn, who I started out this show with, and we have gone on to do another show together and have another one coming up. But she's been with me through thick and thin, and I call her my friend, and I appreciate everything about her. Dawn, are you here?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Like, that intro almost made me cry. I was like, wait a minute, I'm trying to keep myself composed, and you're like, you know, it's Meltdown City over here. So, well, thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to call in for a few and share some of my thoughts about Christoph St. John. And, you know, Pam, it's interesting you mentioned, you know, when you started Take Two Radio, I, you know, kind of encouraged you to do it, and you did it, and look at you now. Congratulations on, what, 6 years now down the road. And But
thank you.
One of those, you're welcome. And one of those early times, in the early stages of Take Two Radio, I know you were lining up interviews left and right with lots of different folks, and I had the privilege of, you know, sitting in with you and co-hosting some of those. And one of my favorite interviews, even to this day, after all the interviews we've done through the years together, is with Christophe St. John. And, gosh, I hope I don't tear up talking about this. But, you know, I actually talked with him on Facebook. We were on Messenger, coordinated the interview, and we were just so excited. We just could not believe, oh, my gosh, Christophe St. John, we're going to get to talk with him. But when he came on, and I know you remember this as well as I do, he was just the coolest guy in the world. And he made us feel like that he had known us forever and that we were just friends hanging out, chatting on the telephone. It was the coolest experience. He was fun. He was lighthearted. He was just so full of life. And I know you and I were talking recently about there was just something different about that interview as compared to the other interviews that we've done, and we've done so many great interviews. But as I had listened to it again last week, and it had been, I hadn't listened to it since back then when we did it, and it was just, the only thing that I could take away from that and say would be that he was just a light. And every time, you know, whether you saw him you talked with him in the interview we did with him, or you saw him on TV, or you saw him in other interviews, or just interacted on social media, he was the same persona all the time. And just so full of life and light, and he had that light that he shone on everybody, and the energy level that he brought to our interview, it was just, we just fed off of it. And just the things that he said and did, it just are just unique. You just don't find that in a lot of people. And so Christophe was just a unique soul. He was a beautiful soul. And I have to say, I'm so glad and thankful that we had that opportunity to interview him, because now he's gone and we have that for all posterity and the memories of that. So his passing has been just heart-wrenching and personal for me, having that experience. And he definitely will never be forgotten.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when we do these interviews, we don't think about situations like this happening.
No.
You know, we're just excited to be able to talk to the people that we absolutely love and adore on our television screens or in movies or wherever the case might be, you know, online, whatever. And now, you know, you're so grateful and feel so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no words to describe that feeling.
Yeah, and it you know, and it's just so interesting because, you know, we also had the opportunity, as you remember, we interviewed Jeannie Cooper, and
mm-hmm.
you and I got off that call that day just blown away by, you know, the love that she resonated during that time with her. And then, you know, who knew that 6 months later she wouldn't be with us? And who knew? I mean, when you think about that interview we did with Christophe was 6 years ago, and you think about everything that happened in his life from that point to now. And he still had his son. His son was still living. I mean, he talked so extensively about his children in that interview, which was so heartwarming. You could just tell the love he had for them and just what a wonderful father he was to them. And that is probably the thing that stands out. He even spoke, you know, about Julian quite a bit in the interview, and a very, you know, humorous chatter about, you know, his son. Of course, he told some fun stories, which, by the way, if you guys listening have not checked out that interview, please do so. It is definitely, you know, not Pam and I, but just getting to hear from Christophe St. John. He just talked about so many different things, The Young and the Restless, his personal life. I mean, we packed a lot in an hour. So it was amazing to me how much he was able to share in that time. But you know, I'm just so happy that we had that opportunity. I really am. And I'm just so sad that he is gone and he is no longer with us. But I just have every belief that he is in a better place and he's with the Son and, you know, and at peace. And that is my prayer and hope for him, that he is at peace.
Yeah, as all of us are, you know, praying for that. And no matter what Dawn and I and anybody else that wants to listen to it, we can always go back and listen to that interview again, because we laughed a lot. He put a smile on our face. I mean, it was wonderful just listening. I didn't think that I was going to be able to get through listening to that interview again, but I did, and I'm happy that I was able to do it. You know, it doesn't take away your sadness, but it relieves it for at least an hour, you know?
Yeah, and it helps you remember the full of life person that he was. And and really, you know, when you think about it, when we did that interview, he was a lot more full of life than he was, you know, at the end after losing his son. And, you know, because everything was going great. I mean, he had the world by its tail almost, as the old cliche goes. I mean, he was happy. He was, you know, vibrant. I mean, it was just like Christoph St. John at the epitome and the height of himself. You know, it was such a great time in his life. And there's a funny story about that night. We did that interview on a Monday night, and I'll never forget when I was coordinating it with him, he was telling me, you know, he was joking around with me, as he was so known for. And he said, well, you know, he says, I don't know about doing this interview on a Monday night. Now, that's Monday night football night. And but he graciously gave us an hour, and I think we were done well before Monday night football came on. But it was just really funny. He gave me a hard time about that, even after the fact. So he's like, you know, I'm glad y'all didn't hold me up now, you know, and I was able to watch my game. And it was just so funny. And just those memories that, you know, the interactions off air with him were no different. He was the same person all the time, which I think, you know, people have said over and over about his, you know, my sentiments mirror that of everybody who has said what they have about him, because it's so true.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Dawn, I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing your memories and thoughts about Christoph. I truly appreciate it. And as always, I will talk with you later.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity. And everyone, have a great night.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have the wonderful Anthony here with us. He finally fought through that traffic. I'm so sorry that you had to deal with traffic. It's always a nightmare. But welcome. We're glad to have you here, and we'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, good evening, guys. Traffic was a nightmare. I was down in Candace area, but unfortunately, it wasn't the time for us to get together and party. But it will happen one of these days, and I'm here. I want to first say the interview with Esther, I remember a couple of months ago with us, as always, she's gracious and wonderful, and that was really something nice to listen to. The end of my traffic and getting into the house, it was really a special interview to listen to, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
I want to piggyback on something she said before I get into Christoph. We talk a lot on this show about positive feedback from fans, and to hear her highlight that really put, I can't say a smile on my face because of the subject of the show tonight, but it put the work that I do online on the blogs and on this show into a higher focus. So all of our fans who are listening tonight, please take that to heart. Take what she said to heart. We are a part of the extended family, and we do matter. And it's nice that she gave that back to us tonight. And so moving kind of along, I did listen to your interview with Christoph, and I was thoroughly moved by it. You know, it brought to light all of the comments from everybody that he's worked with. had one thing in common. Y'all all know what I'm about to say, I'm sure. Big smile.
Yeah.
Always
exactly.
There. That was in every single tribute comment out there. And I was very fortunate enough to have met him three times, actually. Y'all all know I worked for the Associated Press and covered events. And, you know, my main focus was the ABC shows at the time. And I did Super Soap weekends and things. But there was a lot of crossover events. And he was always the one that brought that bad boy meets, you know, that bad boy that you dream about being so sweet and being so approachable. And I had posted this online, and I will never forget. I had walked up to him in one event. I wasn't covering him, but I had told him that I watched All My Children, but I would turn on The Young and the Restless. At the time, I really wasn't a big Young and the Restless fan, but I would turn it on during commercials, hoping to catch a glimpse of him, especially if he was shirtless.
No.
And he laughed this hearty, like, and made this cocky grin to me, and he said, "That's why I love my gay boy fans. They make my girl fans sit up and pay attention." And a sort of no press is bad press kind of follow-up. I don't remember what the exact wording was, but and he was laughing and joking, and he put one hand behind his head, and he said, "Go ahead, cop a feel," giving me his chest to feel. And I was, you know, just about drooling because, you know, that's Neil, that's Christoph, that's, I mean, Tony Brown, you know, y'all all know me, so you know what I'm thinking. And I copped that feel. I got a little nipple feel. And he was just so graciously campy about it. You know, he bounced the peck when I put my hand there, and he gave me that cocky grin like, "Yeah, you know, the girls get it. You can have some too." And, you know, not many guys would do that. So I can, every single one of those blurbs that we've seen online, I can feel it because I felt it, not just the peck, the beautifulness of the playfulness of the guy himself. And something that in another event, there was a big conversation about the lack of diversity and the lack of certain characters on the daytime canvas. At the time, there was a lot less, and he was one of very few African-American characters. And he had said, "I don't come to this as a black man. I don't come to this to prove a point. I come to this because this is what I love to do. I love to make you guys, I love to entertain you guys. I love to make you guys smile," so on and so forth. "However, I am a black man, and I'm glad that I can make it easier for the next one to come along." And I think Shamar kind of piggybacked that at some point in his tribute, that if it wasn't for Neil, if it wasn't for Christoph, there would be no Shamar. There would be no baby girl up on CS on Criminal Intent. There would be no Tony Braxton videos and so on and so forth. And he was just, he never took the spotlight. He never wanted to outshine the rest of his cast, the rest of his family. And that, those are my memories of him. And that's a special, special kind of guy.
You said it. You said it. And I'm so glad that you were able to meet him. And that's one of my things. You know, I always wish that I could meet all of them that I absolutely love. And like you, I was an ABC soap fan. Well, still am, because, of course, I watched General Hospital. But I did. It's so funny that you mentioned that you used to turn on The Young and the Restless at commercials, because I did the same exact thing. So So I was not an avid watcher of Young and the Restless in the beginning, but I would watch it during the commercials, and then it started getting me wanting to watch
the
full episodes, you know, and I was getting addicted to it. Same thing with The Bold and the Beautiful, and so I would DVR them, and that's how I started watching them all, you know.
You know, for me, truly, it was Christoph. It was Don DeMont when he played Brad. It was both, you know, our current Victoria and our Princess Katie, you know, Once Upon a Time Victoria. Those are the characters that, you know, of course, everybody loves the mustache and Victor
right.
himself, too. But, I mean, the mustache is a character of it within itself.
Right.
But those are the characters that pulled me in and no storylines. I mean, Neil and Drew, you know, that's to me, they were never given the super couple title that they deserved.
Exactly.
You know, in a lot of it was contemptuous, but in that contemptuous, you know, there was just such chemistry. There was such, you know, vibrancy and sparks. And I can only say that because of the time period, it wasn't cool enough to give super couple status to an African-American couple. But you and I and David and Candace and Carolyn, we would all stand very tall and say they were possibly, most definitely, the first African American super couple. And it's amazing how just one twinkle in the eye and one bounce of the peck and one beautiful killer smile can take a boy who started watching at 3 years old a set of, you know, four or five shows. Once Ryan's Hope disappeared, then it was four, then Loving in the City disappeared, then it was three. But took, you know, I was watching since I was 3 years old, and it dragged me in, sort of like the devil and Marlena, and Carly being buried alive, dragged me into days. But I really do, and this is not because he passed. Brad and Neil and Victoria, that's what pulled me into The Young and the Restless. And Drew. Those characters were so interesting to me. And so, my God, they just lit the screen up. You know, and then you had Phyllis, man. I mean, that was, you know, other than Nurse Sheila Carter, there was no other Dyke woman who just blew through. And I always thought to myself, one of these days they're going to give us Neil and Ashley. And when they finally flirted with it and they finally were ready to give it to us, unfortunately, Eileen had some personal time that she needed to take, and we were robbed of that. And that's something that I'm going to mourn almost as much as Neil, the character himself, almost as much as Christoph, the man. He was just a beautiful man. A beautiful man.
Yeah, I was rooting for them too, and I'm disappointed that didn't happen. But, you know, what are you going to do? They both had something else to do, in a way of speaking, if you know what I mean. So, David, you guys go ahead and continue talking. I have to call Mark because, unfortunately, he's tried to call in, and it said that the call could not be connected, and I don't understand why, but I'm going to go ahead and do that.
All right. Go ahead.
You know, I'm really glad to have made it tonight. There was a point where I was not sure that I was going to be able to get here. And I really hope that.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Pam. How are you? Hi, guys. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hi. Go ahead and introduce yourself, because I didn't get a chance to do it because I put myself on hold to call you.
Okay. Some people may know me, some don't. My name is Mark Edward Willows. Long story short, first of all, I want to say I think it's fabulous you guys are doing a tribute to Christoph St. John. But I just wanted to say I've been involved with the soap opera industry, oh, I want to say 30, 35 years, which means, of course, I'm dating myself. But I've been involved. I'm friends with the Bell family who own The Young and the Restless. And I wanted to talk tonight about Christoph St. John, which is the show you guys are having. I wanted to just tell everyone, I knew him up close and personal. He was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful guy. And a story that I wanted to share, I met him about 15 years ago in Chicago. He was out in town to do the Jenny Jones talk show. And I met Christoph along with Jeannie Cooper, who, of course, was Catherine on The Young and the Restless. And they were both at the hotel. And anyway, I had on this real snazzy wristwatch, and it caught Christoph's eye. And he said to me, Mark, do me a favor. I need to borrow this watch. If you let me have it, you could come see the show. And he borrowed my watch. We spent front row to see the Jenny Jones show. Then when I was out in Los Angeles, I met Christoph on the set of The Young and the Restless, toured us, gave us a tour, cordial man, wonderful man, and all I want to say, gone way too young. But that was a story that I just wanted to tell with everyone, how personable he is, and just a wonderful guy. And the morning he passed away, I texted a message to Laura Lee Bell, because her and I communicate all the time. And she just told me, too, it was a very rough day. The day after he passed, the show was shut down. They came back to work that following Tuesday. And Laura Lee says there was not a dry eye in the house. It was a very tough day.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, very sad. And like I said, but I just wanted to share that Christoph was such a warm, caring human being. I mean, I walked in and said, Mark, how are you? He shook hands. He tapped you on his shoulder. Just a, like a, I guess a word to describe him would be a gentleman's gentleman. That's exactly what he was. He was just a wonderful guy, and it's very sad, and he will truly be missed, without a doubt. I mean, he has been on Young and the Restless for 27 years. That is a long time. And I also spoke to Kay Alden, who was the head writer of the show, and she used to write for Christoph. And at the time when it happened, Kay was like, I'm in shock by all of this. So it was just a very sad situation, but I just wanted to, you know, tell everybody what you saw on TV. That was exactly what Christoph was. He just was a gentleman, warm, caring guy.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for calling in and taking time out of your dinner to share that with us. We really appreciate it. And you and I will talk soon.
Yeah, you guys have a great evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we lost Anthony.
Yeah, we did.
When
Anthony dropped.
When Mark hung up, Anthony got disconnected, and I don't know what happened. I think there's a problem because, like I said, I had to call Mark because he said he called. And it said the phone couldn't be connected. So I'm not sure what's going on with the phone lines. And I apologize to anybody that's, you know, trying to call in and we're not getting your call. I know that there's been quite a few people that reached out to me that were going to call tonight. Now I'm wondering if there's something wrong. Welcome back, Anthony. Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
I guess when he disconnected, it popped me off, too.
Yeah, I know. As soon as he was saying goodbye, I saw his call drop, and then all of a sudden your call dropped. So, the phone lines tonight, I don't know. But, I also wanted to mention that, you know, not only did we love Christoph St. John in on The Young and the Restless, or you know, something else, but I wanted to mention a couple of those shows. He was also on Generations, as Kate had mentioned, Different World, Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Some of his movies were Carpool Guy, Roots the Generation, Bad News Bears, and I think it was last year, A Christmas Cruise, and if I remember correctly, that, because I know I watched it, was with, oh my gosh, you guys help me out here. Why am I having a problem remembering the name? There was, Vivica A. Fox and Jessica Morris, Christoph St. John, all did that movie together, and that was wonderful. Did any of you guys see that?
No,
I did, yeah. The girl from the left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That was a great movie, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, there's other movies that he's been in that I absolutely love and adore. I think it was A Baby for Christmas. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It was like a theme to these movies, with, you know, all the same characters in it. Trying to look real quick. Marry Us for Christmas. Yeah, Baby for Christmas.
Yep. Was that the one with Victoria Rowell? That's the one I remember seeing.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure. Let me look. Well, either way, if you guys haven't caught any of those movies, you should definitely... Yeah, it's with Victoria Rowell. So if you haven't caught those movies, they're fun. If you love Christmas, it makes them extra fun. If, you know, like the... oh, my gosh. Like the crazy friend of mine, Dawn, whose insanity of Christmas is... one to behold. You know, we've watched all those Christmas movies together. So any of you guys have any last words you'd like to say before we end the show? We'll start with David.
I will miss his presence on the air continuously. That smile of his that I see will always be in my heart.
Definitely. Thank you. And Carolyn?
Yes, we'll remember him as a warm, caring, very, very wonderful young man. He goes back, as I said before, my teenage daughters used to run home to see the storyline about Neil and Drew. We were talking about that the other day, and people I'm speaking to, they say, well, no, I don't, you know, I used to watch the Young and the Restless, and I remember Neil.
He stood out, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and it was groundbreaking at the time. As you say, today they would be a real power couple. You know, how times have changed, but it was groundbreaking what they did on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn. And Anthony?
Well, I think I'm forever going to feel that peck bounce in my hand. And that smile looking down at me, that cocky smile, like, I know, and you can have a little. That's my personal, but like Carolyn said, that, you know, he blazed a trail. And even if he didn't really want to be known for blazing a trail, he did. He opened doors, and it's a shame. Life, you never know what lemons people are juggling behind closed doors.
Right.
And absolutely.
If anything, I think he would absolutely, if this was another cast member and he was on tonight, like Kate was, I think he would say, let this be, you know, the reason for you to make that extra phone call or to grab your mom and pull her into an embrace, or your daughter or your father or your husband, you know, let this be a moment when you don't see a twinkle in someone's eyes that you're used to seeing, that you say,
hey, what's up? Let me buy you coffee. Let me hold your hand. Let me give you this shoulder. Use it. Soak it if you have to. Here's my shoulder. Soak it. And I truly do believe those would be somewhat of what his words would be. So, Christoph, please know that you have such love. And it will be here for a long, long time.
Well, on that note, the sad thing is that he was alone. It was Super Bowl and he was alone. I mean, I read different reviews, and we have to be aware. We still don't know exactly what happened, but we have to have, I don't want to call it mental illness. It's mental health awareness. We have to be really cognizant of that. Reach out. You never know the burden that someone is carrying.
We have this program in New York, and I think a bunch of cities have it. It's called If You See Something, Say Something. And
yes.
it's meant to be about, you know, disturbing things, and no more need be said. But I'm a strong believer of taking that message across the board. If you see something, say something. If you see someone being bullied, say something. If you see someone who's usually smiling and they're crying, say something. We need to be a little less afraid to reach out to each other, and a little less afraid of the stigma of, oh, I'm not going to associate myself with that today.
Yeah. Even
I agree.
Bradenton said, yeah, he said, you know, we never discussed his struggles. He said, and I thought he was doing, you know, he was doing well. It's sad.
Exactly. And I agree. We need to reach out more and tell our people, our special people in our life, no matter who they are, that you love them. And, you know, even the actors that you watch daily, if you feel that you love them for what they do and what they give back to you, reach out to them and tell them you love them, even if it's on social media. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got two personal replies on Twitter, one from Maurice Bernard, and the other one from Ben, Robert, oh, God,
Scott.
Sorry, it's been a long day. But, you know, yeah, Robert Scott, thank you. Two personal replies and retweets based upon what I'm
You're cutting out. You're cutting out.
So they're out there, and a kind word can go a long way.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Be kind.
Exactly. Well, thank you to Anthony, Carolyn, David, Candace, although she's not here, but she participated in the call, and Casey, for all of you guys, you know, continuing the soap show, because we need to keep the soaps relevant. We need to keep the actors relevant. We need to keep up to date with everything that's going on, and that we continue to have the shows to watch that we love, that are like family to us. They're not just TV shows we watch. They're family. And that's why it hits us so hard when somebody passes away, or even when somebody leaves the show, no matter what the reason is.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of you. Thank you again to Don and to Mark for sharing your stories. And Kate, as well, know that we are thinking of you today. And when the show is over, everybody show Kate some love, because today would have been her 46th wedding anniversary with her husband. Unfortunately, passed away a couple years ago, and I'm sure she needs a lot of love today. So with that, I'm going to say thank you, everyone, for participating tonight. Christoph, we love you. To his family and his friends, we're thinking of you and praying for you. And God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Tim, for allowing us to share our thoughts and our feelings. Yep.
You're welcome.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Anybody who might... And to anybody who might have called in, again, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines. So, you know, we'll have future shows. And if you'd love to call in and talk about Christoph at that time or any other actor or storyline, we more than welcome you to do so. So have a good night, everybody. Take care.
Yep, keep sharing. Keep
Happy
sharing.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day. Share the love.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Peter, hang up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.